You are listening to Concert Blast.
Listen to the Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Dana from Hendersonville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Stephanie from Nashville, and this is Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Rick Springfield, and you're listening to Concert Blast with my friends Mike, Brian, and Tom.
This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson.
And Brian Hasbrook's not with us on this dual show because he's out of town. Yeah, too bad, Brian, because we're having a blast tonight. Actually, we're outside the Wild Horse Saloon in Nashville, Tennessee, where we're so glad to be back covering another show, huh?
That's right. We're here for Rick Springfield, and we just can't wait to see his show tonight.
And we're here tonight outside, and everybody's standing in line. The line's going down like two or three businesses. These people have been out here since, what time were you out here?
Nine.
Nine this morning? What? Y'all need me to get you something to eat or anything?
No, we're good. The homeless men took care of us.
Yeah, what did they do?
The half-eaten potato chips, oh. You know.
That sounds exciting.
Now, if I remember right, you girls were on our show once before, huh?
Indeed.
Oh, now, what show was that?
Scrap Metal.
Scrap Metal.
Baby!
Nelson. Scrap Metal, that's right. That was a great time, wasn't it?
Sister Christian.
Sister Christian, huh? All right, well, so tell everybody your name and where you're from. L.A., right?
That time, I'm from L.A. At Lower Antioch.
Oh, you're the one that's wearing shoes, and you come off the mountain. You're a Crossville girl.
I am a Crossville girl, yes.
That's right.
I'm the penguin.
We got a few Yankees in the audience.
Okay, tell us about your Yankee friends.
You just talked about our Canadian friends.
Yay. Okay. She flew in.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Kathleen from outside of Toronto.
Wow, now what brought you here to Nashville, Tennessee?
Rick Springfield.
Wow, now you didn't travel just for Rick Springfield tonight, did you?
Yes.
Boy, she's got to be one of the biggest fans.
She came from Canada for Rick Springfield?
Always do.
You just have a place to stay here when you get here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. So tell us a couple of your favorite songs then.
Wasted, Living in Oz. Now those are the top two.
You'll probably hear those tonight.
Awesome. Yeah, I think you're right there for sure. Yeah. Wow. Well, who are you with?
What's your name?
My name's Kathy.
And you're from where?
Charlotte area.
Okay, so you're not quite as far, but still a pretty good distance, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So what's your couple of your favorite songs?
I like everything off of his 2003 release. Is that 2003? SDAA? A lot of the
2004.
Cool. 2004. A lot of the songs that she mentioned and some of his unreleased stuff that's on that. It's really good.
He says he gets out here in the crowd and starts, you know, get on tables and stuff. You ready to catch him?
He will flat be doing maybe a tightrope walker act. That would be good.
We have our dollar bills ready.
He likes wow. That might attract him to you closer, huh?
He's very energetic for a man who's 57, that's for sure.
Isn't that something?
58.
0.5.
0.5, excuse me.
You don't look it either, does he?
No. No, not at all.
So I understand there's a couple of people over here who wants to talk to us, too. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Paul from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. Did you come in here for this show?
Somebody has to protect these girls from themselves.
Hey, I think Rick needs protection. You might have to watch him.
I couldn't agree more with that one, my friend.
So, you a big fan of Rick Springfield?
Yeah, I am, actually, yes.
All right. What's some of your favorite songs?
I like some of the older stuff from Working Class Dog and Success Hasn't Spoiled Me Yet.
Name some of the songs.
Jesse's Girl is always a favorite. Don't Talk to Strangers is another favorite. I like some of his newer stuff, too, from Shock, Denial, Anger, Acceptance.
Hey, here's some of it tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a sing-along, everybody?
Yeah.
All right. All right, ready? Are you ready? Here we go. Y'all gotta sing real loud. Ready?
No.
What? I've done
everything for you.
Come on.
You've done nothing for me. I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me.
Yeah! Very good. And ladies and gentlemen, Scott, the man with the muscle, just walked up. Good to see you, Scott.
What's happening, buddy?
How you doing? It's up there, Scott.
Tell you, this is awesome. This is awesome. I tell you what, a fun-filled crowd again for a super concert right here at the Wild Horse, and two super guys right here.
It's glad to be here, too, boy. I tell you.
You better believe it.
Yeah, it'll be a fun night.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's your name?
Deanna.
Where are you from, Deanna?
West Palm Beach, Florida.
You didn't come up here for this show, did you, for that?
Yes, I did.
You came all the way from Florida for Rick Springfield.
Celebrating our birthdays.
All three of us.
Yeah.
We're sisters.
What a better way.
Y'all are sisters?
We're all sisters, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're Tennessee natives.
You're Tennessee natives.
Absolutely.
Get up there,
Tom. Wow.
All right. So, hey, what's your name?
Mary.
Mary, where are you from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina?
Yep.
Did you come here from South Carolina?
Yes.
For this show?
For Rick Springfield.
Is anybody here from Nashville?
No. All the Nash people are smart enough not to wait in line for like 8 hours.
Yeah, so I'll tell you why. My goodness. What's some of your favorite songs?
I mean, that's like asking what's your favorite child. So, you know, they're all really good. So maybe Perfect from Shock Denial.
You know, I expect everybody to say the hits, you know, the top 40 hits, but y'all are not, people aren't saying that. They're saying the others. I love that.
Well, I mean, I've been to like 200 concerts, so, you know. I mean, I've heard Jesse's Girl a few times, but it's still good, but.
Well, thank you for talking to us, Mary.
Okay, thank you.
Now, y'all catch him when he falls on the table tonight.
All right, we will, don't worry.
Thank you, everybody, for talking to me. Appreciate it. Hey, what's your name?
Dawn Harford.
Where are you from, Dawn?
Cartersville, Georgia.
And you came up here from Cartersville?
It's my birthday present.
Oh, really? All right, are you? Where are you sitting?
We have VIP seats tonight and meet and greets tomorrow night.
Nice outfit.
Thank you.
In fact, he had that jacket on, didn't he? When he was leaving.
Yeah.
He had that jacket on.
Jacket.
We saw him a while ago.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, take care. We'll see you later. Now we're inside the Wild Horse Saloon. Rick Springfield's about to take the stage, Tom.
I tell you what, there's a lot of women here, and they're really excited about seeing him, I tell you.
There's a lot of couples here, too, though.
Yeah, there really is. I was kind of surprised, but definitely majority of women here.
This is a CD lady, and she's selling Squirt CDs.
Yes, $10.
What's your name?
Nikki.
Nikki! You're selling pretty good, too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right.
That's all I got left.
Go back to the studio, guys. Well, we just saw the opening act, Squirt.
Yeah, that's Rick's band, and, you know, got good harmony there, don't they?
Oh, yeah, very good harmony. A lot of songs about love, too.
Yeah, and then you have the only three-piece band, too, so it's pretty good.
Let's go talk to some fans. How about, hey, what's your name?
Hey, when Dr. Noah Dre comes out here, she'll be on a stretcher.
You gonna be on a stretcher? You need the doctor?
I might need a stretcher right now.
Dr. Noah, get out of here. Get Dr. out of here.
Yeah.
Doctor, doctor. Oh, it's the wrong song.
Yeah.
It's not Rick, is it? Yeah, y'all paid a lot of money for doctor, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, y'all paid a doctor bill, didn't you? What's your name?
Bill Foster and Candy Foster.
From?
Arkansas.
Y'all drove up here for this?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Have you seen him before?
No.
We interviewed Rick before the show. He said that he's going to be out in the crowd.
Well, good. I hope so.
So, be looking. Be looking. Right. He likes to walk on the table.
All right.
He said sometimes he falls down and y'all have to catch him.
Oh.
You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all.
All right.
I didn't think so.
No, no.
Y'all take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to me. Y'all really paid off of your seats, didn't you?
Yes, it did.
Well, what I want to know, is it worth it being here since 9 o'clock this morning to get the seats where you are?
As long as I'm sitting down, it is.
You're sitting right in front of the monitor, so I hope you're all right.
Oh, I'm almost 6 feet tall. I can see over the monitor.
Y'all take care. Hey, sir, where are you from?
I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Oh, aren't you somebody?
I wish.
What's your name?
My name's James.
James is an old friend of ours, and we used to go roaming in all these concerts together, Tom and Brian and I and James. And I tell you what, we're still living.
Yep, still rocking.
What's your name?
Dottie.
Dottie, have I seen you before?
Maybe.
Here?
I guess so, yeah.
You ready for Rick Springfield, James?
I'm ready.
Okay, now.
That's ready.
Is everybody here at this table ready for Rick Springfield?
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on. I thought I was in Nashville. Is everybody ready for Rick Springfield?
Woo.
My goodness. Are y'all ready? The floor ready for Rick Springfield. Yeah. Man, have you ever seen Rick Springfield before?
More times than I could count.
How many times is that?
A few hundred.
My goodness, you're a big fan, huh?
One of the biggest, yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
Tracy.
Tracy, where are you from, Tracy?
I'm from Alabama.
What part?
From North Alabama, Huntsville area.
Huntsville area? We were in Alabama back last May. We were on the Rick and Bubba show.
Yeah, love Rick and Bubba.
Yeah, we were on their show. Yeah, they're a bunch of good guys, aren't they?
Yeah, great. Love them.
Have you seen Rick before?
Yes, I have. He's great.
All right. How many times?
This will be my fifth time.
You're a stalker like her.
Yes.
Y'all not fans. Y'all stalkers.
We love
Rick. Y'all love Rick.
We love Rick.
Y'all take care, everybody. Say bye.
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 So, what's your name? Where are you from?
Tracy, and I'm from Kentucky.
From Kentucky. What part of Kentucky?
Mayfield.
What's your favorite song?
I don't know. All of them.
You're probably going to hear most of them tonight anyway. Who are you here with? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Cindy, and I'm from Chicago.
Now, you drove all the way from Chicago to Nashville?
I flew.
Flew? What's your favorite song?
Affair of the Heart.
You'll hear that tonight. Definitely hear that. Y'all have fun.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Y'all here for Rick Springfield, I suppose.
Yes, you are.
You ever seen him before?
Yes, in 1985.
Wow. Wow.
I was 12.
I was about to say, are you a 3 or 4 or what?
Really?
Your mama took you?
I was 12.
You were 12? What's your name? Where are you from?
Karen from Bells, Tennessee.
Marcia from Alamo, Tennessee.
Rita from Jackson.
Wow, y'all sound like y'all got harmony going on. Y'all singers?
We are.
You are? Oh. All right, sing me a Rick Springfield song then. Come on.
Pick out which one.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Come on, don't stop it.
I want Jesse's girl.
How can
I? Fond of a woman like that.
I got to get up on stage with him, you know?
Hey, why don't you talk to Rick? Rick? When Rick comes out here, he's going to come out here. Y'all say, we're the ones. Yeah, and he'll say, what? Y'all are the ones, though.
We are.
We are.
What y'all laughing at?
You.
Hey, what's your name? Where you from?
Michelle, Asheville, North Carolina.
Now, did you drive down here for this?
We did.
And you drove her?
I did.
Uh-oh. Man, what's your name?
Darren.
Darren and Michelle come all the way from Asheville, North Carolina. Well, what's about 4 hours?
Yep, 4 hours.
My goodness. I haven't found three people from Nashville, Tennessee yet. Everybody came in from... You are!
I am. Nice.
There are three of them. There's three of them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I drove 15 minutes to get here.
All right, what's your name?
Darla Gray.
Darla Gray.
I saw him here 4 months ago.
Oh, you saw him back in the fall.
I did.
And you know it's going to be a good show.
It's a great show.
Have you ever seen him before?
When I was 13 and 15.
How about you, Darren?
Never.
You looking forward to this? Or did she just make you go?
No, both.
She surprised me.
Oh!
My birthday present.
That's good.
Good man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Take care of Michelle. Hey, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Dana.
Hey, Dana, where are you from?
Hendersonville.
Boy. Hey, we got some from Nashville area.
Oh, you're kidding.
She's all the way from Hendersonville.
All the way from Hendersonville.
All the way, did you?
I did.
Are you ready for Rick Springfield?
Oh, I am.
Okay, have you ever seen him before?
Not him. Oh, well, actually, yes. I met him in, like, 1984. I checked him in to the Sheraton Music City Hotel.
Woo!
Whoa!
And my knees were weak. I couldn't stand up. He's beautiful. Hey, this was 1984, 24 years ago, a long time ago. I look pretty good for my age, don't I?
Yeah, how old are you? How old are you? How much you weigh? Where you live?
Hey, I'm 44 and proud of it.
Are you? Dana, you have a great time tonight.
Y'all be good.
Hey, what's your name? Where you from?
Stephanie from Nashville.
Nashville? There's about 10 of us here tonight from Nashville. But you're from Nashville.
I'm from Nashville.
And you are too, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't have indoor plumbing here.
And you don't have shoes on either.
No, I don't. I'm barefoot. Come on.
What's your name?
Brad. Hendersonville.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. I suppose you're a Rick Springfield fan.
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Cindy. I'm from Nashville.
Cindy from Nashville. Stephanie from Nashville. Man, we got somebody from Hendersonville. Woo! Man, what are you talking about? You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, so wait a minute now. You had a conversation with Rick?
On the phone when we lived in Memphis. I was the ninth caller, and I talked to him on the phone. And I asked him to sing at my wedding. It's before I married Brad. And he goes, really?
He didn't do it, huh?
No.
Wait. Stephanie has a concert stub of Rick Springfield from 1983. Was that here in Nashville?
No, it was in Memphis.
Oh, in Memphis. Okay. Hey, y'all have a great time tonight. Good to talk to you. Well, Tom, it looks like Rick Springfield's about to take the stage.
Yeah,
it
sounds like everybody's standing up on their feet screaming.
You got a drum thing going in the background. You ready for Rick Springfield?
We're ready for Rick Springfield.
Sound like you're about to hit the stage. What do you think?
I think they're ready to rock and roll tonight.
They're definitely making us wait, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's on the stage yet. When you hear the background music going and all the background sounds, are you ready for Rick Springfield?
I'm ready. I'm Jesse's girl.
Oh, that's right, you are. That's what your shirt says, right?
Yeah.
Mixture of his hits going through. And looks like here comes Rick and the band. Rick Springfield just took the stage. Flashing lights.
Hey, what do you think?
crowd going, didn't he?
Absolutely, man.
And what did you think about the show tonight?
It was awesome. I had a great time.
All the way from St. Louis.
All the way from St. Louis, yep. You're correct.
You didn't mind him walking right in front of you either, did you?
No, I didn't mind it one bit. I held on to his shirt.
Uh-oh.
Y'all have a safe trip home.
Well, thank you.
A lot of people out here, but what we're going to do, we're going to go talk to the people down the meet and greet area.
Yeah, we're going to see what they thought about the show.
Well, we're back here in the backstage area with the meet and greet people.
Looks like they're getting ready to meet Rick Springfield here. There's the girls again.
It's Mary from South Carolina.
That's right, Mary.
Tell us what you thought about the show.
It was awesome!
Oh, my. Now, did he walk on your table or anything?
He walked on the table right next to me.
Did you like the show?
It's great. Wonderful.
Behind me. So.
That's right, I did.
I said, oh, he knows how to work a concert.
He knows his way around, right?
He does. I can tell this was not your first time.
120th time, actually. Oh, no, it's the girl from L.A. and a girl from the hills. How you doing, Crossville?
I am good. How are
that's
you?
That's good. That's good.
See, I still have a voice. I told you I would.
You do?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I'm skilled and skilled.
Now, does everybody know that they've been in line all day?
We're mean all day. Since this morning.
And we're in line again. Who knew?
Y'all have a good time?
Yes.
Great time.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what was the best part?
I put a little daisy in his back pocket.
So you put a little daisy in his back pocket, huh?
No. It's a tradition at the Wild Horse.
Oh, you do that to all the artists?
No, just Rick.
Uh-oh. Oh, just Rick. So every time he comes, you put a little daisy in his back pocket?
Somebody else put a daisy in his back pocket last time. She wasn't able to come, so I had to carry on the tradition.
Oh, that's great. Now, who had the dollars? Was it you?
She's the dollar woman.
Were you the one handing him the dollar?
Well, no, I left it for a tip.
And he decided he was going to take it. Oh, yeah. He put it in his shirt and I said, if you're going to take it, I get to put it there.
And he said, here's your dollar back.
No. Well, somebody else gave him a $2 bill, so, you know. He took more money.
I'm going to give him my $2 bill. I'm going to keep it.
Uh-uh. He's got his own money.
There he does.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and he's got your money, too.
And your money. Oh, yeah. And your money, too.
Well, I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of the show?
My favorite part is when he came out, and then the whole rest of it was my favorite part.
When he walked on stage.
Watching perform. I mean, that's it. It's great.
Wasted.
Makes me feel like a
wasted.
Teenager.
Wasted.
That's a good song.
I know.
That did sound good.
That's the first time I've heard it live. He should play more from that CD. It's a great CD.
What CD is that from?
SDAA. Shock, Denial, Anger, Acceptance.
While we're here in the backstage area, we thought we'd go ahead and do the concert review of Rick Springfield tonight when he hit the stage. It was really good because he came out with a song that's not even released yet, at least not on a CD, but it is on iTunes.
No, I'm sure it's out there on iTunes, and of course that song is Who Killed Rock and Roll? Upbeat to it too.
Yeah, I love the first line of that. Who put the bullet in the head of rock and roll?
Yeah, exactly. I tell you what, man, he didn't stop from there. He just kept going.
It was like a medley all night long almost.
Seem that way.
One song after another, no breaks, one led into the other, and then this next song is a song called It's Always Something.
So it goes, you know, my father died just before my leaking ship came in. Never ever get away clean. Ah, but it's all right. Yeah. Down one hole when your dog steals the ball. It's always something. You know it is. It's always something. It's always something. Every day. It's always something. It's always something.
From there, he went straight into a hit, his very first hit of the night, called
Affair of the Heart.
Don't try to tell me you think it's all physical. It goes much deeper than that. You ought to know it's an affair of
Fair of the Heart was really good.
It was. I tell you what, that's where you can hear those girls out there just singing and screaming that song, and they were glad to hear that.
He switched over to a blue Stratocaster.
That thing's beautiful, too. And, man, I tell you what, he started playing a little lead on that.
He does a lot of little leads in between songs, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he likes to do that because I think he wants to not only show that he can play good, but he loves playing.
And with this lead, he led that lead right into a song called
Allison. Yeah, it was good to hear Allison. The drummer did a four count, and they went right into one of my favorite songs, I've Done Everything For You.
This one way love affair ain't fair, it ain't no affair to me. It's all give and take, and you just take, and I can't take it, you see.
Love that song, and I love the sing-along that comes along with it.
Oh, that's one thing that he made sure that everybody was singing with that song, and they really were. I mean, the girls were, and the guys that were there were screaming their lungs out with that.
Yeah, he'd go to the edge of the stage and hold his arms out like, aren't you going to sing?
Yeah, and then he'd point up to the second level there, too, and make sure that they were singing, too.
Everybody would be giving him roses throughout the night. He would hit them with his guitar, and rose petals would just fly in the air.
You know, it looked pretty cool, but I kept wondering, I mean, if I was a girl and I gave him, you know, three or four roses, would I be mad? Because he just literally destroyed them.
Right after I'd done everything from you. As soon as the song ended, the keyboards kicked in, and Rick switched guitars as they went into that rock reggae-type style song, what I would call it. I don't know what you would call it.
I'd call it something like that, which is, of course, the rock of life.
There comes a time when the boy must leave, and the man has to enter, for the soul to understand. As if it ain't hard enough, this life of
he was dancing all over that stage. I loved watching him.
I mean, he had so much energy in him, and he's just out there having such a good time. And you know what? The people stood up the whole time.
And I loved it when he came to the part of the audience to sing and go, woo!
Yes.
Everybody was doing that.
They really were. They called that real fast.
He kept playing, he kept strumming, and next thing you know, so what is he getting into? And he brought up a 60s classic.
Of course, we're talking about Wild Thing.
I couldn't believe that he would play Wild Thing. He finally stopped. I think this was probably the first time that he actually stopped, and the music and band and all. And he walked up to get him a drink, and then he came back to the microphone as the keyboard kicked straight into the song.
Living in Oz.
Everybody's got to fight their demons, and you know I had to fight mine too. It took a lot out of me, it took a lot out of
kept going, and after the song, he finally spoke to the crowd.
And he recognized everybody, and he grabbed more roses, and yes, he strummed them with his guitar, and pedals
going everywhere. I mean, he was banging over on the drum set, he was banging on his guitar, he was just flying everywhere.
And then he showed his talent on the guitar. He picked up Jimi Hendrix classic, Red House.
His guitar ability, especially on the lead, really impressed me tonight. What do you think?
there's no doubt. And the guy can play. I didn't know he could play that well. I knew he could. I heard he could play. But to see it is like, man, this guy's top notch.
You're right, because if you listen to our interview with Rick, neither one of us had seen Rick live before, but we heard he was an excellent performer on stage. But he definitely impressed us, and his lead guitar ability definitely impressed us.
Then he said, here's one you might know, and they walked right into the classic,
Don't Talk to Strangers.
He got each individual people singing on that one out in the crowd.
Yes, he did. You know, that was pretty cool because he put the mic from one place to the other.
He put the mic down in front of some guy, and some the guy goes, yeah, I don't want to, like he didn't want to sing.
Yeah, he did. It's kind of like a blank there. I'm going, okay, man, what's wrong with you?
And he says, don't you know that girls like guys that sing?
That's what he said.
He said, that's why I'm here.
That's right. He talked to a couple kids. You know, which I thought was really cool, pulling this little kid up on stage, you know, and saying, just having these people saying, don't talk to strangers, and the crowd saying that.
And then someone in the audience after this song said, this is my birthday. He goes, so what?
Yeah.
He said, anybody who's not having a birthday today?
Of course. Yeah, 25 people raised their hands. They're like, yeah, sure, it's your birthday, right?
Yeah, right.
And then they broke right into the happy birthday song.
By the Beatles.
By the Beatles, which I love that.
Then it was time for a medley of songs. And this medley of songs started off with Bop Till You Drop.
Bop till you drop in the hot city, keep on working day and night.
Celebrate you. Calling all girls.
Walk away.
The state of the heart.
If I seem a little strange, it's just
what kind of fool am I?
Tell me, what kind of fool am I? To just let go like that. What kind of fool am I to lose?
Then it went into I Get Excited.
I get excited, just thinking what you might be like. I get excited, there's heaven in your eyes tonight. The fire's ignited.
And then back into Bop Till You Drop.
Several songs for a medley.
But did you notice when he was playing Bop Till You Drop? I mean, people were boogieing down, were they?
And they were dancing, and so was he.
They were. He was too, man.
Then he went into a song that he told Tom and I that he loves playing this song.
Love Somebody.
I can see the path you're cutting. Cost me a little piece of my heart. I can see the doors you're shutting. Baby, loving you is the part of me. You're such a tough little sister to believe.
You can tell he really enjoyed singing this song.
But what I really liked is before he got into this song, he put on the wireless gear, the wireless headset,
Yes. The
wireless guitar. He all got all strapped up, and he says, "I'm coming out in a crowd, but there are some rules."
That's right. He said, "Okay, the first rule is don't touch my behind.
Second rule is
don't touch my behind.
And the third rule is there's not one.
There's not one, right?" That's right.
But the fourth rule is if I fall, you can
catch me and touch my behind. But then he started walking out amongst the crowd, and what happened to the tables?
The tables would fold up or break on him.
Literally, you could see how he's walking. Also, next thing you know, people were catching him, and he kept on saying, "These are crummy tables," to say it nicely.
Yeah, he did have a few choice words there from time to time.
But it was very cool, and we were near the back end, and he came all the way to even our table that he really wanted to make sure he got around as much as possible to people. And you know what? I think that made most people's night. What do you think?
No, I think so, because everybody was saying, after the show, he came up to our table.
That's right. You know, and I think that was very, very impressive. And you know what? That's got to be the highlight, I think, of most of the people that saw him tonight.
While he was in the crowd, he did about three songs.
Yeah.
Not only did he do Love Somebody, but the next song was an old Who classic.
Yeah, My Generation, man.
And he said, "Give me a cell phone."
Yeah.
Well, he went through the call list, the recent calls, and
right.
He called a person that was a friend of the person who owns the cell phone, and they went through the phone calls, and he called the person at home, and he says, "Is Amanda there?" Was it Amanda or Anita?
It was Angie or Amanda, one or the other one. And, of course, some guy answers the phone. He said, "Yeah, hold on," you know.
Yeah.
So then, of course, you know, Rick goes, "Hey, Amanda,
you know who this is?"
And she goes, "Christopher?" He goes, "No, it's Rick Springfield." Everybody started screaming. And next thing you know, there was a dead silence. She hung up on him.
It was so much fun.
That was funny.
That was a great thing to do, wasn't it?
I think it was very smart because people really got into that.
And while he said he's in the crowd, he said, "Hey, well, I'm still in the crowd. This is an appropriate time to do this next song." And this next song is
Human Touch.
By that time, he worked his way back on stage at the end of the song.
Yeah.
And when he got to the stage and he stopped the end of the song, he just looked at the crowd and just started hammering on a couple of strings, teasing the crowd with some notes that we're all very familiar with.
Of course, we're talking about Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
That was the song of the night, I believe, with everybody singing it. I think that was the most anticipated song that they were waiting for.
And then he said goodnight, and listen to what it sounds like. Finger right now, doesn't he?
Yeah, you said that right, especially after he walked around all these tables.
Woo! Sound like the encore is going to be just like the beginning with that drum beat, that heartbeat, whatever.
Yeah, but you're right there.
We got all three floors full of people who are wanting more of Rick Springfield. Are you ready for some more?
Yes, we're ready. That was great.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Ron Snowden from St. Louis.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Lynn Snowden. I fell in love with Rick Springfield all over again.
And you're ready for some more.
Ready for some more.
Keep going. Got a guitar tech out on stage. And as you can hear, everybody's screaming at the top of their lungs.
Sold out show once more.
They are making us wait, aren't they?
They sure are. They must be back there changing or something.
Comes the band. The band's taking positions. The drummer's on stage, keyboard player, the bass player, and the guitarist are all out there. And there's Rick.
Anybody here wasted tonight?
And we waited.
Yeah, as you heard.
We're like, okay, I think he must be taking a shower.
It
back
must
there.
Have been like a 5 or longer minute encore.
Yeah, because, I mean, he went back and definitely changed. It was quite a while that we had to wait, but, you know, well worth it.
And he came back on stage, and when he did, he went into the song called
Wasted.
But it's wasted.
Great song. I mean, I have not heard it before, but it was like you heard some of these people say that was one of the best songs that he played tonight, and I liked it, man.
And I also liked the next song. He did one more song for his encore, Love Is All Right Tonight.
I'm picking up my baby tonight, though daddy's making trouble, it'll be all right. I'm working hard, I don't know why, I'm like a working class dog, and I just get by.
That song.
That is definitely one of my favorite songs there, too. It sounded wonderful, and this guy is definitely having some fun out there.
Tom, what do you think? It's blast scale time.
It's the blast scale. Okay. You know what? I was really excited about seeing the show because I'd never seen Rick before. I'd heard all great things about his performance, and you just got to go see him, you know. And I'm like, okay, we'll definitely do that. He came out. His energy was going the whole time. I mean, you could really feel it. You can really tell he's enjoying the show. And what was good about it is, man, he just popped one song to the next, pretty much the way we like it. He interacted with the crowd especially. His performance, his ability to play that guitar was much better than I thought it was going to be there, too. I would definitely highly recommend it. Got some great new songs. Of course, the great old songs, too. Sounded great. His band, really great musicians. The vocals, the background vocals sounded great there too. I'm about to give it a 9.3.
Well, as you know, I always deduct when there's language problems.
Yes, but it wasn't too bad. I mean, every once in a while.
He had about, I'd say, 6 ticks off my tick chart, as Brian would say.
Yes.
One big bomb, which he shouldn't have had. And I'm deducting a point right away. Okay, but he did do the songs like we like them. He did the right songs in the right order, and I don't think I can make the set list any better at all. How about you?
I think you're right there.
Yeah. I mean, he did the perfect set list, I believe. And he also had some good covers in there he threw in there. I love that.
Which is nice to be able to hear a few covers, not too many, but he did it just right.
I loved his interaction with the crowd. Very energetic, one-on-one with people. as you heard us saying, that he brought people on stage, and he went out to the crowd to talk to people. I love that interaction with the crowd. I would have to say, an overall night, I will have to give it like a 9.3, but I have to deduct a point, so I'm going 8.3 with Rick Springfield's concert. Very good show, though. If you don't mind the language, you'll love the show. All he has to do is clean it up a little bit, and it'd be so much better.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't excessive by no means, you know, but, you know, it would definitely not call for. But, no. You know, great show, though. Man, great entertainer. Really has fun out on stage, and it definitely interacts with the crowd. Excellent.
I like his music, too, and I didn't realize how he taught us about how good he could play the guitar, and I really like that. Okay. The backup band, the Squirts, how'd you like them?
Great harmony, you know, great three-piece band. I mean, they really got something going there. So, yeah, I enjoyed them.
Yeah, and they opened up the show, so we got to see a set of their own. They sold out of their CDs, by the way.
Is that what the girl was saying?
That's what she was telling me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so if you ever heard of the Squirts, they're really good, really tight harmonies, and I believe you'd like them. Good pop rock songs. Rick Springfield and the people in the management, thank you all, and the people in the Wild Horse Saloon. Thank you, Mike Davis. And matter of fact, let's go ahead and listen to what Mike has coming at the Wild Horse Saloon.
Here comes our special guest tonight.
Hi, special guest.
Good evening.
I heard a rumor that we might see Perry again.
Perry Prince will be here again on Friday, June 13th.
With his original band?
With Mr. Fee Waybill. She's a lady, one in a million girl.
How about White Punks
one in a
on
million?
Dough?
Oh, yeah. White Punks on Dope. White Punks on Dope. Oh.
Now, who else you got coming to the Wild Horse? The world famous Wild Horse.
Well, the famous guys from the beach. The Beach Boys will be here sometime late May, early June. Richard Marx will be here on the 23rd of May. Creedence Clearwater Revival Revisited will be here back on May 2nd. Kenny Loggins back on the 22nd of August, followed by the 23rd is UB40. Ringo Starr will be here July 13th.
July 13th. And so will we.
And working on, let's see, Boston, Styx, and Night Ranger in August. Not definite date, but stay tuned for more information coming up on all your cast stations. June 20th, Ace Frehley from Kiss will be here with his new band. Marie Osmond, December 10th.
December 10th. Marie, what's she going to do? A Christmas show?
I hope so.
Hey, what about March? I know you got a bunch of good shows coming in March.
We've got the Rock of Love coming. Greg Michaels. Foreigner, March 14th. And one of my favorites, Two Tickets to Paradise.
That's right.
Or Two Pick will be here on the 29th. Eddie Money and his guys. Old Lee, remember Lee?
Well, you know, you never introduced him to us, so I don't know Lee.
Good guy. We'll introduce you to Lee next time. Yeah. Tentative May 17th, Pat Benatar.
All right.
At the Wild Horse, the rocking Wild Horse.
Thank you so much for the update on the world famous Wild Horse Saloon.
Thank you, Mike.
Adios, amigos.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And we're ready. Are we ready?
Hey, man, I tell you what, great shows. We're looking forward to it. The Wild Horse Saloon takes great care of us. And, man, I tell you, Mike Davis brings some shows to the Wild Horse. You got to check them out.
So, don't forget to get on concertblast.com. Get on the right-hand side where the vote link is and vote for us. Podcast Alley.
That's right. You know what? If you got any comments, you can always email us at concertblast@gmail.com.
Brian, we missed you. You would have loved this show, and I wish you could have made it.
Oh, we wish you were here, Brian, but, you know, we had a good time anyway.
Yeah, we understand you have to work.
That's right. That's
sometimes work takes us out of town. So, yeah. All right. Anything else, Tom?
Can't think of it, man. But
okay. All right. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
And this is Tom signing off.
And for Brian signing off, we'll say good night. See ya.
Woo!
God bless you.
God bless.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.